All right, game seven, Maple Leafs 1-1, 8 minutes left. I got to make this quick, Phil. Good ride in the Heat because you fell down the first turn, and then I'm not kidding you. I'm like, oh, maybe LCQ, like I'm not sure. And then fucking two laps in, you're 11th? I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, it's obviously you you and Kellen came over after qualifying. It's just like
you're on your fucking.
I almost told the guys just pack it up and go home. And then I went down in the heat race, and it's like I almost needed that to happen in the heat get my head pulled out of my ass. So kind of got into a groove and started doing 57 second lap times, which I hadn't done all day. And I'm like, all right, at least I can figure something out.
Weird how that happens, huh?
No, it just needs someone to fucking light a fire under your ass to get going. So that's kind of what happened. I went back to first gear start for the main because I did second in the heat race, and it completely fucked me. But I was on the outside, and then I locked in, found a couple holes in the first corner, and then I was sixth. It was a distant sixth, but still sixth.
Your Canadian rival was coming for you?
Yeah, no, he was riding really good. I told Cole, I'm like, dude, you're faster tonight. He was locked in on the rhythm doing the 3-3. I wasn't. Hadn't done it all day. I'm like, all right, I'll lose my time here, but I'll try and gain it up somewhere else. Yeah. My bike started smoking a little bit. I was a little hard on the clutch. So the guys actually wrote that on the board, and I'm like, all right. So I took kind of two roll laps, and then Cole really got on me. I'm like, all right, well, I don't care if this thing blows up anymore. Kind of picked it up and got sick. So it's for the way the day was going, just a typical fucking practice day for Phil, and then decent night in the main.
So you never went on off three all day?
All day. I went on off three at the three, end. Three, yeah, three, and yeah, just yeah. fucking. And then
which
I tried.
Which the end one? There was no consequence if you. No, yeah,
I know. It's just, but it was high and I was falling out of the sky. But right. yeah, I did that and I was just like, I can grease everything else perfect, get the whoops good, and then I'm like, I don't know where the fucker's going to pass me unless he tees me up, which Cole's not going to do that. So it's kind of worked out.
Inspired track design, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I did the LCQ thing yesterday, and, like, dude, those guys were just not happy.
No, and I don't know how that gets fixed. I mean, I get the Dirtworks guys are trying, and I'm friends with a lot of them, and I don't know if it's the dirt, but, like, the designs with the flat corners in the 90s and this and that, like, dude, for fast laps, there might be a faster rhythm to do it to get a lap time. But when it comes to race time, dude, it's the shortest inside. It's just like blow your fucking brains out there, you know? Like, Cole was faster than me, but all I had to do is ride every inside, and there's nowhere where he's going to get me. So I don't know if there's a reason why they're doing this now, like we had just talked about, or there's some scientific data now that they keep now, but it's a bit unacceptable. I mean, the bowl corners after the mechanics area and stuff, like you're going third gear pinned into them. I don't know how you set up a pass.
Who's going to come get you, right?
Yeah, no one's going to come in.
Thrasher tried. Wait till you watch.
Did he?
Thrasher on RJ. He really tried.
Well, there you go. Like, I don't have the balls to try and kill somebody like that. So it's kind of just one of those deals. So I wish it was, I don't know, rethought a little bit.
One more to go, buddy.
One more, take six, and then next weekend will be a bit stressful once again. So
Paula's not your favorite.
Paula's not my favorite, but I'm looking forward to outdoors. So I'd like to get back to where I was in outdoors, still training a lot, putting in a lot of time, and I think I can still be 5 through 10 outdoors. So
we'll rehash this all on Monday night, but thanks, buddy.
I got to come on Monday?
Yep. JB and Weege.
Oh, yeah, I'll be on. Okay, that'd be good.
All right.
Sounds good. See ya.